Response Fund. Tsepo Sefotlhelo. Tsepo, hi, how are you?
Hi, Bintelo, I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
I'm fantastic. Now, I want us to get right into it. What is the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund, and what do you do?
So the GBVF Response Fund is a private sector-led initiative, which is a fund that is a catalyst and an accelerator for change when it comes to gender-based violence. So what we do is we raise funds, and then we channel those funds through community-based organizations that are doing gender-based violence programs on the ground in communities with the aim of ending gender-based violence. So currently, as it happens, we've just gone out with our integrated annual report, which shows that about 70% of our funding came from the private sector in South Africa, and then the remainder came from international philanthropic organizations, the likes of and civil society. And what was quite interesting is we had about 0.01 of the funding coming from ordinary South Africans.
Mm-hmm. Now, as an organization, how do I receive funds from you?
So, no, not an individual per se, but when we talk about community-based organization, we talk about actually a non-profit organization that's in existence for a particular period and are actually doing work that to fight or to end gender-based violence, right? We then went out on request for proposal, which was published nationally last year in 9 of the 11 languages, to call for organizations that are within communities doing work that fights or to end gender-based violence. They then had to respond to say, okay, fine, this is the work that we do, and in response to your proposal, this is what we can do. At that time, we had about 430 organizations that submitted proposals, and then we ended up selecting 110 community-based organizations and 4 intermediaries, right, which we would fund 69 million over 2 years. And we focused on 2 pillars of the national strategic plan when it comes to fighting gender-based violence, and which is they had to do work that talks to prevention and rebuilding social cohesion. And then the second pillar was justice, safety, and protection. And there will come a time when we go out with a request for proposal number 2. And we'll then widen the pillars, and then we'll call for more community-based organizations to respond and put in their proposal, right? You can imagine there's a lot of organizations doing this kind of work. So you can just imagine on average we get a lot of calls, a lot of emails of different people, different organizations doing different work. So we had to come up with a way that would be strategic, that will allow us to track what it is that we're doing, and very specific and strategic in terms of how we disperse the funds.
Are there any campaigns or events that you are working on for the month of August and beyond?
Yes, we do. Fortunately, now that we're coming, we've just come out of the global pandemic. You know, we can finally do face-to-face events. So as it happened, actually, Monday, we launched our Flip the Switch campaign, which is really a campaign that is aimed at looking at the narrative of gender-based violence and femicide in the country from a different lens, right? So if you think of stats, whenever the stats are reported or whenever the media reports on stats, they'll always say X amount of women in South Africa, every 10 minutes, X amount of women are murdered in South Africa, X amount of women were raped in the first quarter of 2021, for example. Well, we're gonna stop focusing on the victims and the survivors, but we're going to focus on the perpetrators, which unfortunately mostly is men in these instances. So we're going to focus on the men by rather saying X amount of men in South Africa today were raped. Every 8 hours, a man is murdering a woman in South Africa. So because it's time that men started owning the stats and the figures that come out of gender-based violence, and that's why we say we want to flip the switch and focusing on the perpetrator.
How do we get in touch with you on social media?
Absolutely. So the fund is available on Twitter, and our Twitter handle is @GBV_fund. And then on all other platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, it's GBVF Response Fund 1.
Tsepo, thank you so much for your time. You and your team are absolutely amazing, and we salute you here on 5.
Young Blood 5, saluting champions who are making a difference. Check out the 5FM app or 5FM.com.
youngblood5.co.za for more info.
100%, that is where you go. The 5FM app. I mean, it should be on your phone by now, honestly and truly. But if you don't have it as yet, that is where you can get to know a little bit more about YB5. Even win yourself some money, maybe, with the breakfast team in the most unreasonable radio competition. But never forget that you can catch the beautiful Boipelo Mogetsi right here on 5FM every Saturday and Sunday, 9 p.m. until 12 a.m. Coming up, we catch up with Nick Hammond and find out what exactly is going to be happening on 5 Drive. You always already know it's a good time, but what's the hap? Stick around. I'm about to pull out his switchboard curtains.